Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. I hope all of you have had a safe and celebratory Halloween and have incorporated more informed decision-making into your lives, especially with today being Election Day. Make sure your voice and opinion is heard and that you voted. With Halloween now behind us, it's finally okay to talk about preparing for Christmas, Hanukkah, or any other holiday you celebrate. I'm just gonna admit now that I'm fully in the crazy category when it comes to crafting and decorating. I get these visions of what I want to happen, and I may be a Pinterestaholic. Okay, there's really no maybe about it. I admit, I'm addicted. And so then I get these ideas and start thinking. A dangerous pastime, I know. Thank you, Gaston and LeFou, for that quote. And so my crazy idea for this holiday season is, drumroll please, making my own Christmas tree skirt and other fabric crafts. So first thing I always do in crafting is, of course, go on Pinterest and look up ideas and inspiration. See, I told you I'm addicted. The next thing I've been doing is looking into purchasing a sewing machine. I don't have one yet, and to be honest, I haven't quilted or sewed big projects before. I took a sewing class in 7th grade and haven't really done much since. But it's like riding a bike, right? I've sewed before, so it should come back to me relatively easily, right? Then, once I've mapped out or drawn what I'm imagining, I'll need to go get supplies. Fabric, batting, accoutrements, and more. That will be another hour or more shopping trip to all the craft stores. Because once you go into a craft store, you can't just look at fabrics. You have to meander the rest of the store for further decor and ideas, as that sets the tone for all the other decorations of the house. So once I've collected all that, and it's a simple process of trial and error. Make a few snips here, sew a seam there, and hopefully a beautiful, well-designed statement piece will come together to make my Christmas decorations Pottery Barn catalog worthy. Clearly, Pottery Barn is what I aspire to in all my crafts. This trial and error process is my go-to way of all my crafts, and even baking to an extent. I just have this need to experiment and hope that the final product comes out somewhat decent. Like this past Halloween, I made a beverage bucket look like a witch's cauldron. Was it the greatest witch's cauldron ever? No, nowhere close. But did it serve its purpose and look halfway decent? Yes. But anyways, I was just so excited that crafting season has begun, and I wanted to share my excitement with all of you. Happy Election Day, and have a wonderful crafty 2 weeks.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.